Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma Sarah Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. And now we continue with our definition of when each and every species is chayiv in Maisros. As we continue with Mishnayos in the first parak of Maisros, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Hecharuv Mishayin Akedu. Boxer, Karim. Once it becomes obligated in Maisros, when it becomes spotted. And B'chol Ashkar Mishayin Akedu, something that's going to be blackened once it becomes spotted. Berries that grow on myrtle branches and other things, they become subjected when they develop black spots. Hagasim, pears, Kurs Tumilin, and gallnut apples, and Haprishim, Uzradim, and quinces, and hawthorns. These are special types of fruits, these that are very, very light colored. Mishayi Karchu, when they have this outside coating that seems to expose patches of bald skin. When it's fully ripe, this thing starts to disappear. V'chol ha'lavanim mishei karchu, and all the white fruits, when they also start to shed the fuzzy coating which covers them. Hatiltan, when we deal with fenugreek, once it sprouts, it's going to be a mishetitzameach. Once it starts to sprout, then all of a sudden it's chayav in maisros. When you're dealing with grains and olives, once they grow a third, they're chayav in maiser. And when we start dealing with vegetables, hakishuim, haduluim, haavatichim, hamalafafonos, whether we're dealing with cucumbers, pumpkins, melons, and kirbys, hatapuchim, haesrogim, chayavim, gedolim, uktanim, all of these things are chayav, whether they're big or they're small, right? Rabbi Shimon poter esrogim katnan. Rabbi Shimon used to say esrogim are going to be poter in their small state. And why are they going to be chayav in their small state? Because he would say that esrogim are not eaten when they're small, and they aren't going to be considered food. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Chayav ishkedim amarim poter b'misukim. Things that are exempted in the case of bitter almonds is exempt in the case of the sweet ones. Poter b'misukim. And by the way, if that which is obligated only when it's sweet, when it's bitter, you're not going to be chayev as well. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.